the jump in production for quarterbacks from year one to year two. And one of those guys that we did see that big jump was from Derek Carr.
Yep.
So what did you kind of see as the season, as his second season under center wore on there?
So I'm making more decisions in the line of scrimmage, which is huge. The NFL is a lot about schemes and tactics, and the quarterback has to be able to, at the line of scrimmage, get you out of bad plays and into good ones. I thought his deep ball improvement was exceptional. I mean, I would never have called him a great deep ball throw. He had a big arm, but I would never put him in that category. I thought this year he threw the deep ball as well as anybody. And then his growth just as a leader and overcoming the storms of the season and just the whole intangible makeup of him. I saw him grow and to a guy trying to figure it out, to a guy that's figured it out.
You were talking to Marcel Falco, and he said that for him, when he looks at Derek, the next thing that he really wants him to do development-wise is be better situationally. He said
yes.
He's got all the tools, the physical attributes, but he just needs to be better in situations. Is that something that you would kind of check
totally out? Agree. I saw Derek 2 nights ago, and we talked for 10 minutes, and I said that he asked me, my advice, and I said exactly that. I said, when everybody else is going on vacations and playing golf and having fun, I think you might need to go lock yourself in a room and look at third and sevens and red zone and 2 minute stuff, and because you want to be great, and to be great you have to dominate in situations. It's something I didn't do very well, didn't pay enough attention to it. Most of us that were just guys, that's usually the biggest gap, is that you don't give yourself enough opportunities to make plays because you're not taking care of your business in situations. And if he wants to be a perennial Pro Bowler and take his team to a Super Bowl, situational football is the way to do it.
And how key for him as a young guy to also now have a young receiver with him now in Amari Cooper, a guy that he can grow with together?
Yeah, I think that's huge. I never had it, so I never got to experience it, but I've always envied guys that got drafted the same year or within a year of an alpha receiver and an alpha running back. I mean, just that combination, that the ability to have the big three or the big two, or there's just so much you grow together. The trust, the seeing the field the same way, thinking each other's thoughts, it just comes naturally because you're growing up and learning all the same lessons together. You're being told the same information. You're not coming in. When you sign a free agent wide receiver, you're always worried about what he's been taught, what he's been told, what his old quarterback told him to do, and are you contradicting it? Well, the message has been the same for both these guys, and that's a big deal. I look for really big things from the two of them.